Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, Final Step into Eternity. The Synoptic Gospels are so called because they have many of the same accounts of Jesus' ministry in common. One account that all three recall is the exchange between Jesus and a certain rich young ruler. This young ruler ascribed the attribute of total and complete goodness to Jesus, which Jesus said belongs to God alone. Jesus here does not deny his divinity by denying he possesses this quality. He asks him, however, why is he ascribing this divine attribute to him? The young man asked Jesus a question that fewer people in today's society seem to be asking. The question was and is, what must I do to inherit or receive eternal life? It would seem he asked this question because he believed eternal life was something he could have and also something he desired. It would also seem that most people who have asked this question and are still asking today believe the same thing. The answer seems to be that fewer people desire eternal life or believe it is attainable or some combination of both. No matter what the reason is, the need for salvation has not changed. All of humanity still have a soul to save or one to be lost. The encounter with the rich young ruler reveals a process in receiving salvation. Processes involve steps, and Jesus told him that there were two steps to fulfill the answer to his question. The first was to obey God. The last and final step was to sell all he had, distribute the proceeds to the poor, take up his cross, and follow Jesus. This second and final step proved more than he was willing to part with and do in exchange for eternal life. Jesus remarked to his disciples and followers how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. What was it about his riches that refused to allow him to part with them for eternal life? Or was it the part about taking up his cross that proved too much? We cannot know for sure because we don't know what was in his mind and heart, but we may be able to reasonably conclude that he did not believe or he was unsure it was a fair and equitable exchange. I suspect this is the same reason why we fail to see strong commitment of faith and practice in many who consider or refer to themselves as Christians today. For those of us like this, we are being asked to part with something we don't see as fair or equitable exchange for that we do see and have in the here and now. And like the rich young ruler, many are walking away with what we are unwilling to part with instead of committing to a life of commitment and sacrifice for Jesus and the kingdom of God. More so than possibly any other time, doubts are being raised about the plausibility of the gospel and its ability to deliver the eternal life it promises. The young man knew what he had. He wasn't sure eternal life and the prospects of achieving it was worth risking all he had along with the sacrifice Jesus was calling him to. We too are faced with this same choice. Is eternal life a promise for something we don't yet have, and the sacrifice and commitment to the teachings of God worth letting go of the pursuit and fulfillment of our own personal ambitions and desire apart from God, in order to save not only our own soul, but the souls of our fellow human beings. This was the ruler's choice, and it is ours as well. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our previous Sunday School Missions and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app to your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School lesson. And don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.